Rashi chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So what this Masechet in general is going to deal with is a case in the Torah that it sets out what happens if the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling in a case where it's an Isser Kares, meaning if a person transgresses it, they get Kares, and if they inadvertently transgress it, they would have to bring a Chattis offering. And the Beis Din make an incorrect ruling, and then the majority of the Jewish people follow this case, follow this ruling of the Beis Din. So what happens over there, and what happens to the individual? Do they have to bring a chattis offering if they follow what the Beis Din says or not? So says the Mishnah, and actually it's interesting, the Rambam says, the Torah set this out, because there's no such thing as a human being who doesn't make mistakes. You can't think, you know, says the Rambam, that just because this is the great Sanhedrin, that they can't also make a mistake. So that's why the Torah sets out this scenario. So Hora Beis Din Lavor Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samaris B'Torah. If the Beis Din give a decision to transgress one of the mitzvahs stated in the Torah, says the Kahati, meaning a mitzvah that is an Isser Kares, punishable by Kares. And then V'Halacha Yached V'Asa Shogeg Al Piyam. Then an individual goes along and he does according to their words. He actually does an Aveira, but he thinks he's doing okay because, well, he's just listening to the Sanhedrin. So Bein She'asa V'Asa Mahem, whether he does it and he's doing it like with them, they're also doing it. Or Bein She'asa V'Asa Achraim, or whether they do it first and he does it afterwards. Or Bein She'asa V'Asa, or whether they don't do it at all and he just does it, this Aveira, particular Aveira. So Pater, in all of these cases, the individual is exempt from bringing a Korban Chattis, because he was listening to the Sanhedrin, he was following the Sanhedrin. Mimnasha Talibah Beis Din, because he relied on the Beis Din in that case. So individual, normally if he did what he did, he would have either, if he did it intentionally, he would have been Isser Kares. If he did it unintentionally, he would have had to bring a Korban. Over here, he's exempt from any of those, because he was, at the end of the day, listening to the Beis Din, as we said. Hora Beis Din V'yada Echad Mem Shetau. If the Beis Din ruled and one of them knew that he made a mistake, one of the members of the Sanhedrin knew, or Talmid v'hurai lahera, or one of the Talmidim knew that they made a mistake, v'halach v'asa alpim, and then that member or that Talmid of the Beis Din went, and he went according to their paskin. He knew they made a mistake, he knew it was wrong, but he went and he did it anyway according to what they say. Bein she'asa v'asa mahem, whether he did it with them, bein she'asu v'asu achrem, or whether they did it first and he did it afterwards, or bein she'lo asu v'asa, or whether he did it, they didn't do it at all and he just did it, harezei chav. In this case, he is obligated to bring a korban chattis. He can't absolve himself of responsibility and say the Sanhedrin paskened for me. He can't do that. He knows they made a mistake. He's got to follow that ruling. He can't rely on the Beis Din. This is the principle. Anyone who relies on himself is liable. And anyone who relies on the Beis Din is exempt. So it brings an interesting thing, you know, that there is a responsibility on an individual as well. You can't just say the Beis Din said it, or, you know, the rabbi said it, or, you know, if you know that they made a mistake, or you know that they're wrong, you can't rely on their opinion and go committing aveiras if you know that they made a mistake over there.